With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Today, the California Coastal Commission wraps up its meeting in Seaside. While here, it voted to close the nation's last coastal sand mine operating in Marina and add beach camping on the former Fort Ord. We begin with the first story, the major decision on the sand mine. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
The sand mine on the coast in Marina will stop operations by the end of 2020. During that time, Cemex, the mine's owner, has agreed to limit the amount of sand it takes off the beach.
Would I have liked it a shorter period of time? Of course.
California Coastal Commissioner Mary Schallenberger spoke just before the vote.
But 3 years, given the long, long history and given the cap of the amount of sand that can be taken out, I think is a fairly small price for us to pay in order to let Cemex close down this operation gracefully and with concern for their employees.
Cemex will have 3 additional years to restore the site and transition its employees. Jeray Carlson spoke before the commission on behalf of Cemex. She's the company's vice president of sustainability and public affairs.
Cemex has a fundamental commitment to operate responsibly, caring for our employees, communities, and the environment. We believe this agreement honors those commitments.
The sand mine has been in operation for more than a century. Carlson noted how it has provided jobs for generations of local residents and supplied sand to local customers like the Monterey Bay Aquarium and Caltrans. Just a year ago, Cemex was vigorously fighting the plant's closure. But Thursday, this happened without a fight.
We unanimously vote yes to the motion.
Thank you. Surprise, it feels like a bottle of champagne. And then it feels like, wow.
Catherine O'Day is with Save Our Shores. The nonprofit joined the Surfrider Foundation in its push to shut down the sand mine. The mine violates the California Coastal Act and has been operating without a permit. She says this is a good deal because Cemex had the resources to drag this out into a long legal battle.
And the fact that Cemex came to the table in the long run, I think says something about their social responsibility, although it took a while for them to demonstrate it.
The Southern Monterey Bay has the highest rate of coastal erosion in the state, something Ed Thornton attributes to the sand mine. He's a retired Naval Postgraduate School professor who has been studying sand mining in the area for decades. Thornton expects after the sand mine finally shuts down, the beaches will begin to grow.
We will see changes. Oh, for sure. The erosion will slow, and I think it will stop.
Cemex has agreed to sell the property to a nonprofit or public agency, which will protect the land for conservation and public access. I'm Krista Almanzon, KAZU News, Seaside.
And I'm Erica Mahoney in Marina. While the Coastal Commission decided to remove something from the coast, it also decided to add something. It approved a development permit for state parks to add a new campground at the Fort Ord Dunes State Park. The park is close to 1,000 acres west of Highway 1. It stretches along the coast between the cities of Marina and Sand City. 4 miles of shoreline dotted with sand dunes covered in green vegetation and old army bunkers. California Coastal Commissioners toured the park before they voted on whether they'd allow a campground here. A campground with 45 RV sites, 43 tent sites, and 10 hiking sites. State Parks has been planning the project for years. Brent Marshall is the Monterey District Superintendent for State Parks.
I think it's so neat that you can watch the sunset over the ocean, you can walk back to your campsite, spend time with your family, and then wake up to a sunrise.
For decades, this area was the Army's firing range. The bunkers built into the dunes stored the lead-based ammunition. Before the state park opened to the public in 2009, the Army cleaned up the land. Speaking from the podium, Tyler Potter, State Park's lead environmental consultant on the project, says that left about 100 acres safe to host the campground, but only 17 will be used. The rest of the park is okay for limited use.
For recreational use, hiking, but again, those areas are where the military was actively using it as firing ranges or others.
The issue of lead gave a few California Coastal Commissioners pause, but in the end, the project got unanimous support. Executive Director Jack Ainsworth.
This is a historic legacy project for the people of the state of California, particularly with regard to our future generations, for recreational use and access along the coast.
In addition to the campsites, there will also be a campfire center, restroom facilities, parking, and a new beach access trail. While building on a former Army base did pose challenges, State Parks is embracing the history. Two of the bunkers will be renovated to teach visitors about the area's past. The project also includes significant habitat restoration, like getting rid of the non-native ice plant that the Army brought in. The campground will be under construction in 2019. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.